We're up to the Malacha of Kosev, writing. Okay, first of all, writing on any surface with any kind of material in any language is for sure Aser. Whether you're Chayiv or not, there's a Machlokas, whether it has to be Dafka in Ksav Ashuri, in what we call Hebrew, or any characters, any language is also Chayiv. It has to be something. In order to be chayiv, it has to be that the thing you're writing on has the ability to be preserved, and the thing you're writing with will be preserved. That excludes like writing with fruit juices, which the material that you're writing with isn't preserved, or writing on a leaf or something that's going to shrivel up and not remain, where the thing that you're writing on won't be preserved. And if it's not preserved, then it's only usher mid rabbanon. If it is preserved, then it can be usher from the Torah. If you write on your skin, even though eventually it wears off because of the sweat or whatever, but lemaisa that's called dover hamiskayim. If you write something on your hand, on your anywhere on your body, you're chayiv from the Torah. The toldos of writing are making any kind of form, even if it's not a letter, but a picture, is also chayiv, or any kind of the tzura, but not stama shape. In other words, it has to be some kind of picture, right? Not just a square, a triangle, a whatever, right? That's, what's it called? That would not be considered tzur, and it wouldn't be also in a Torah. Obviously, you can't write, draw a square or whatever, but we'll see where the nafkamina is of making shapes that are not special shapes, just plain basic shapes. That doesn't even have a dindur abundant of writing in certain cases, but writing on a paper will be awesome, but not chayiv min haTorah. Including in this is also making a fingerprint, etching things. You don't have to write on a surface, you can write in the surface by etching it into the surface, stamping things. Right, the rubber stamp or whatever is also considered writing. Perforating paper in the shape of a letter, whatever, is also considered writing. Cutting paper out to the shape of a letter or any other kind of tzir that, again, is something, what's it called, a special kind of shape, is also usher. He said making fingerprints, also usher. Writing in the sand, writing in the dust, writing on a window pane that's frosted over, all of that is osur, midrabanan at least, because it won't remain, but it's osur. Taking a photograph is also considered writing. It's also osur. It's probably chayiv. Okay.
That means just with film or digital too?
What? Digital we'll get to in a second. But if you write and there's absolutely no roshem, it doesn't make any impression at all. Not that you're writing on in dust or something where there's something there that will exist sometime. You write in the air, just like this. That's not osur at all, it's mutter. Or writing on a table, right, to show somebody the letter. Right? You're sitting there after you wash, you can't talk, and you want to spell out a word on the tablecloth, but there's no roshem. You just see the way your finger moves to what letter you're hinting to, that's okay to do. Okay. Till now we're talking about creating letters. Now how about assembling letters together? Okay. So the chilek is like this. If you're making the letter itself, okay, in other words, you have two cards, and one is half a letter and the other one is half a letter, that you shouldn't do, even if you don't, it's not on a background. You don't attach it to some kind of background. Just putting two cards together where they form a letter that wasn't there before, that you shouldn't do. Similar to that, but not exactly, is if you have letters written on the edges of the pages of a book. So when you open the book, the letters separate. When you close the book, the letters come together. That's different because there it's made to open and close. So it may not be usher at all, There are opinions like that. And there's an opinion that says, no, since Lemaister, when you open it, you break the letters. When you close it, you make the letters again. You're not allowed to open or close the sefer. It's better not to use a sefer like that. It's definitely better, it's form that you're going to use on Shabbos, not to stamp like that on the outside. But if you have a sefer like that and you need to use it, you can open it. It's only a chumrah. What?
What if for Shabbos you put a separator that separates the letters, and every time you close it, it doesn't fully close?
It depends how separated they are. If they're separated in such a way that you can't read them together, then probably it's okay. But if it's just separated a little bit and they still are read together, Mistama, that's still awesome. I mean, it's a chumrah. It's only a chumrah. Letters that are already made. You're not making the separate letter, but you're assembling letters one next to the other, like Scrabble. There, if you don't attach it to a background, it's okay. So you're allowed to assemble Scrabble letters.
Alphabet.
You're right, the alphabet soup, right? What you can't do is to make letters like that, even out of cereal or something like that. If you take a little piece of cereal and you make a letter out of it, right? By building the letter, that's osur too. Or if you take sand and make a letter out of it, it's also osur. But here we're talking about where the letter is made already, right? You have alphabet soup, you have different letters, you want to put them in a row and spell a word. As long as they're not attached to some kind of, what's it called, background, that's okay. We'll see one second what that means, attached to a background.
What about an alphabet puzzle?
What? Puzzle is attached. Either attached one to the other or in a frame. That you can't do. Because there, each part of the puzzle is not a complete picture. It makes a picture. That's also probably, even if you don't make it on a frame. Even without a frame.
Where, like kids are doing it?
What? That's not in the frame then. If it's not firmly put into a frame, as long as they're each letters by themselves, not that they're together make a letter, it's okay. If they're together and they make a letter, then you shouldn't do that even in a frame.
You mean like half of an A?
Right.
Together,
right.
But if it's an A
and
a B,
right. Right. The same thing would go with putting lettering on a cake. If you have a ready-made thing that you put down on the cake is okay. But if you have different letters and you squeeze them down, you press them down, and now they're attached to the cake, you can't have even separate letters put onto a birthday cake or something, put it on Shabbos. Okay. Like a Scrabble that has a certain kind of Scrabble you put into a frame. That also wouldn't be okay. Scrabble has other reasons why you can't do it, yeah? You know, Scrabble has other reasons why you can't play Scrabble, which we'll get to not this week, but next week.
The cake is pre-cut.
What?
If the cake is pre-cut around the letters before
it's
Shabbos.
It's pre-cut around the letters. No, but you put the letters.
Pieces.
What?
The letters were on before Shabbos.
Right.
And you pre-cut before Shabbos around the letters.
Yeah, that's not this melacha. That's melacha of mochik, which we'll get to when we get to mochik. Okay, here we're talking about writing the letters. That's erasing the letters. Using things where it's already set into the frame from before Shabbos, you're not putting it into a frame, and you're just assembling the letters in order. So they have these puzzles that you move around, right, 15 things and with one space, and you move them to get the letters in order or whatever, or separate pictures in order, that's okay. But if you're making a picture, in other words, the letters aren't separate letters, they're half an A, and you have to connect the two halves of the A to make an A, that you shouldn't use that either. Or if it's a puzzle kind of thing, and you do it to make a puzzle. But if it's separate letters, that's just assembling, even though it's in a frame, but it was in the frame before Shabbos anyway. Well, all you're doing now is assembling letters in order, that's okay. Same thing, a combination lock, where it's in a frame, you just turn the numbers so they make the right combination, that's also okay. You have a torn piece of paper with half an A on one side and half an A on the other side. You shouldn't put them together so it forms a letter. Same idea. If you have a frame with a page counter. In shuls, our shuls, they have that. Either they put in, a card. It doesn't fit into a firm frame. Just put cards on an easel or whatever to show the page. That's okay. And if it has a thing, we have to turn the thing. And even though it's in a misgaret, but it's just putting the things in order, that's also okay. Okay. Computers. This would go back to digital cameras also. If the form, the picture, is only in electronic impulses, which is the way it's in when it's in the digital camera, or in the